Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Our inward man can be renewed. And I like what the scripture says, day by day. You can't count on what happened yesterday, but you need to go to the Lord for that fresh feeling today. Say, Lord God, fill me up, Lord. Let me be that vessel meet unto your use. And the Lord will charge you up to go out and do great and mighty things. Now, verse 17, we're almost done. It says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So when we compare what we're going through to eternity, we can't. Can we? Eternity is how long? Forever. The little situation we're going through is what? Temporary. The Bible say our life is as a drop of vapor. Anybody ever seen a drop of water on a hot day? How fast does it take to evaporate? Not long. God said that's how long, exactly. The Bible said that's how long our life is. Boom, we're just a little drop. Boom, we're here and we're gone. What are you going to do in those moments that you were here as a drop? Are you going to focus on what you can see? Are you going to focus on these temporary things? Everything you see here will be gone. The Bible says it's temporary. He is going to purge this place with fire. Trust me. Everything that you see will be destroyed. So he said, for our light affliction. Now he says light because he is there with you. You are afflicted. Yes, he's acknowledging that, but he says it's light. Chill out. we're gonna like, hey, oh no, well, it's me, it's all me. But he said, hey, it's light because it's compared to that eternal weight of glory. Then verse 18, the last one. While we look not at the things which are seen, is what I just said, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. What are you basing your faith on? Are you basing it on things that you can see? Or are you counting on those things you can't see? Amen. Count on those things you can't see because Jesus Christ say, hey, I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And he promised us a building not made with hands. We may be in these bodies that we know are going to be perishing. They're doomed to the grave. But he says, I go to prepare a place for you, and I'll come again and receive you unto myself. I want to encourage you today, don't look at your current situations. You may be down, but guess what? You're not out. Let's pray. Father God, we come, Lord, once again, just thanking you for this privilege and this opportunity to come before your people and talk about your Son. Lord God, we just thank you for how you put the ministry of reconciliation, Lord God, in us. How you said in your word that you were in Christ reconciling the world unto yourself. And if we're in Christ, Lord God, we're doing the same thing. So Lord God, we're going to ask right now that everyone's here with their heads bowed. For with a show of hands, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, raise your hand. Okay, let it be acknowledged that all hands went up. So, Lord, we thank God that, Lord God, you're even working. So we pray, Lord, that this message was an encouragement to your people. Lord, they may be going through many things in their lives. They may feel forsaken, Lord God, but let them know that Jesus Christ is standing by. Lord God, they may be perplexed and troubled on every side, but Lord God, let them know that they can look up. Lord God, we just thank you for your word, and we just thank you for your power. And Lord God, we give you all the honor and praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 All right. Anybody?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.